83,000 cameras across 6,809 law enforcement networks were tapped in a single search that, according to court records, was logged with the reason, had an abortion, search for female. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Content here is curated from online communities. Today's date is July 31st, 2026. That opening fact matters because it turns a local police action into a national privacy problem. Let's get into it. A high-profile AI hedge fund reportedly started selling large blocks of stock after sharp losses, with one report saying the firm once managed as much as $45 billion and that a market maker agreed to buy parts of the position, according to CNBC. Watch this because forced liquidations in a crowded trade can ripple far beyond the original portfolio. Reddit posted a surprisingly strong quarter with roughly $805 million in revenue, about 60% year-over-year growth, and management raised guidance, though the company flagged that search referrals from Google were choppy during the quarter. That suggests the ad momentum is real but fragile, so advertisers and investors will be watching distribution channels closely.
What changed? A Johnson County deputy used a national license plate reader pool to sweep 83,000 cameras across more than 6,800 law enforcement networks in search of one person, and officials logged the search reason as had an abortion, search for female. Details that come from court records and reporting reviewed by privacy groups. This is not a hypothetical privacy problem. It's a concrete example of how a commercial surveillance network can erase the protections of state lines, because the national lookup tool that was used lets participating agencies query plate reads across jurisdictions without a warrant. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation described the episode as proof that the potential for abuse is staggering. The immediate consequence is legal and civic. Several cities have already paused or ended contracts with the camera provider after reporting showed misuse, and advocates point to documented cases where similar networks were used for immigration enforcement, school residency checks, and harassment by officers themselves. The technical mechanics matter here. Automated license plate readers capture data in public places, but when those reads are pooled and searchable nationwide, they create a backdoor for cross-border surveillance that lawmakers in one state cannot easily control. That gap is why critics are urging municipal contract terminations, stronger audit requirements, and statutory limits on data sharing. In public forums, people split between two instincts. Some argue that activity on public streets is inherently searchable, while others say the scale and systemic sharing changes the expectation of accountability. And that split shows up in how cities are now weighing the crime-fighting benefits against the civil liberties risks.
Practically speaking, the fix options are clear but politically hard. Require warrants for national lookup-style queries, mandate detailed independent audits with public reports, and limit retention and cross-jurisdictional queries unless a judge signs off. Each step would raise the bar for legitimate use, but also constrain some policing tools that local departments value. There's also been a direct physical response. Across multiple communities, these cameras are being damaged or disabled. Paint, cutting down poles, even vehicle collisions, reflecting both organized protest and opportunistic vandalism. And that wave complicates the policy response because it forces cities and police departments to choose between expanding surveillance to prevent vehicle-related crime and scaling back because the public no longer trusts the systems. For listeners wondering what to watch next, check whether state legislatures impose limits on pooled plate reader databases, whether cities rewrite procurement rules to include enforceable privacy protections, and whether civil liberties groups bring litigation challenging warrantless nationwide lookups. Any of those moves would reshape how this tech is used on American streets.
Now, a related but different angle, a costly internal AI deployment at a major retailer revealed how quickly token-based model billing can spin out of control when guardrails are missing. And here the numbers are blunt. An internal project ran for about 5 months, went roughly 860% over budget, and the cloud bill totaled about $1.8 million. Engineers called the overrun catastrophically expensive, and reporting ties the overspend to a few preventable failures. The deployment defaulted to a high-capacity LLM for a routine data matching task, there were no effective cost limits or alerts, and the pipeline kept churning tokens at scale until someone noticed. Those dynamics are textbook AI FinOps failures. When an organization pairs pay-per-token pricing with an aggressive model by default, even ordinary workloads can produce outsized bills. And the fix starts with design decisions that are cheap to implement but rarely applied. Set conservative model defaults, enforce per-job token quotas, add circuit breakers that pause processing above a cost threshold, and instrument billing so teams see spike alerts in real time. Beyond cost, there's an operational lesson. The overspend didn't come from an AI glitch, but from human and process gaps, model selection, lack of budget guards, and weak monitoring, which means companies scaling AI should treat financial governance like production safety. Don't ship without it. Reddit and engineering communities reacted with a mix of schadenfreude and practical advice, with many users saying, in effect, this is what happens when you treat high-capacity models as defaults, and others calling for clearer accountability inside teams that deploy LLMs. Who owns model choice? Who signs off on budgets? And who responds when costs spike?
There's a wider business implication, too. As firms pour money into compute, the cumulative cost of such mistakes can put real pressure on cash flow. We've seen companies accept negative near-term free cash flow to build AI infrastructure, and that makes disciplined spending and predictable ops controls more important than ever. For product teams and leaders, the takeaway is immediate. Build cost governance into your CI/CD for models, add model tier fallbacks for routine tasks, and train on token economics so an engineer choosing a model understands the financial difference between an experimental large model and a cheap fit-for-purpose alternative. If public space surveillance can be queried nationwide and AI projects can quietly run up seven-figure bills, then the next battlegrounds will be procurement rules, budgets, and audit trails, where policy and practice meet the engineering choices that actually shape outcomes. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.